Hey everybody, this is Carmen and I am married to a chef. Now these podcasts are really just a self-confession. I'm also going to be introducing or presenting my friends that are somewhat in similar situation as me. And when I say situation, I don't mean it in a negative way, let's be honest. I mean just that they are experiencing or have experienced very much the same things that I have. This is our lives and our confessions of being married to chef. Now, my life is really, I put it like it's going to be my life before the restaurant and my life after the restaurants. I'm two different people, two different worlds, and I live very, very different than I used to. So this is really going to go back into various topics of what I wish I knew before we had all this great experiences and adventures as being a family that owns a restaurant, and specifically in my case as being a spouse of a chef. So we're going to go over some of the, when I say we're going to go over it, I'm really just going to confess, let's be honest. I'm just going to verbally vomit everything that's in my head without any filters. So I hope this is not an offense to anybody of my friends or family or even my husband. By the way, he does know I'm doing this, but he doesn't know what I'm going to say. And honestly, he's sleeping right now. So what he's going to say, really, right? That's the other perk of being married to a chef. You have such different schedules that really you can be at peace and do what you want because nobody's going to bother you. We have different schedules. While I sleep, he works. While he sleeps, I work. So these are my confessions. So here we go. This is really just going to be the initial start. And again, if you want to hear of anything or you want to know anything, just email me or post it there. I don't know what it is. Write a review or whatever it is. And we're going to get those topics covered by myself as well as my friends. So the first topic that I really want to talk about today as being my initial kickoff of this podcast is Crocs. Some of you guys know that Crocs are these plastic shoes that was introduced. And to be honest, I really don't know. I really should look at to when Crocs were actually created and who created these ugly little looking things. But they are, let me see, created when. So they are really the base. Oh, you know what? They're created in 2002 in Boulder, I believe, Colorado. And that is a great thing to know because ideally I didn't know that this was created such a long time ago. But this is a shoe manufacturer in Colorado, I believe, that distributed foam clogs. I mean, at one time it was foam, and then I think they're plastic. I think they look disgusting. They feel disgusting. And the worst thing is when they go to the restaurant and there's specific quote unquote restaurant Crocs or some specific Crocs that have like a bottom part that slip free. I don't know what the hell that is, but honestly, they're the ugliest looking shoe I ever seen in my whole life. My husband wears them pretty much all the same every day, I guess. And when they come back from the house to, I mean, from the restaurant to the house, they look like they, I don't know where they've been or what happened to them, but they're disgusting. So I made a vow that I will not touch because I don't like shoes and, you know, so I don't have to clean them, but they smell so bad. And the restaurant, like with all the, I guess, things on the floor that drop as natural, I can't do it. They're just disgusting. And I have so many pairs in my house and I don't know what to do. Guys, honestly, if you have any recommendations of what to do with Crocs that come from a restaurant or from any working site like a restaurant, comes back to your house, what are you going to do? Honestly, Crocs should really invent some cleanings, like a container that you put like a little bit of, I don't know, some vinegar or some solution that's toxic but not really toxic, and you put dilute it with water, you put it in a bucket and you stick your Crocs. You know what? Crocs shouldn't even be allowed in the house. Let's put this solution, this box of water with this whatever it is, let's make it outside. Yeah, you know what? Crocs should give me a free container with all the solution already ready so that when those Crocs come back to the house, you don't even stick them in the house. You stick them into the solution and they stay there. And then you take them out, they let it dry for 2 seconds and you can go to where? Huh, I found, see, you're welcome. There you go, you're welcome. Anyways, Crocs. The horrible shoes, I would say. Everybody wears them. Some people even wear them with socks. I guess you have to because some of them have holes and you have to wear socks because if not, whatever. Anyways, so thank you, Crocs, for making my life, you know, so lovely and I would say smells so nice when you come back home from a long day of work. And when these chefs go out to play and they go to the restaurant, they're there for at least 12 to 16 hours a day. And it's crazy, guys. It's crazy. So one of the things that I most hate about, I didn't know I had such a big hate. To be honest, I'm really confessing to you guys because I didn't even know I hated Crocs that much until we talked about it right now. But Crocs was my first thing on my list. And I want to get it over with. I'm trying to find out a way for it to smell less, you know, Febreze and all that stuff and the shoes and the department. But really, I think that Crocs should not be allowed in the house. And I hope that you guys that are either thinking of opening a restaurant or your husband or wife or spouse is really going to be opening that and wears Crocs, think about solutions and be aware of how it can invade your household and be aware of how this could affect your relationship. So in my point of view, I made it very clear that their shoes go into a certain place in my apartment and it stays there and nowhere else. And that's the way I deal with it. But if you guys have any recommendations, let me know. The only thing I can tell you is that things are going to get only worse from this conversation. And Crocs is just a little bit of grain of salt in the whole spiel that I have to confess with you guys today. So thank you, Crocs, for over 16 years of providing us your plastic rubbery shoes that really, I don't think anything. I think the restaurant, when you work there and all the food smells, stains, everything goes back, not even a Croc can can make it go away. So that's pretty much all I have for today. And don't get me, don't get the idea that this is bashing on the Crocs. Of course, we love it. My husband only slipped twice. I think that's a true challenge, a true testament to how non-slippery these Crocs are. And I'm very proud of that. So thank you for keeping him safe and contained in plastic shoes. And for us, I would say that we're going to keep on buying it as pretty much is the only thing that he feels comfortable with, clearly, after so many pairs going through and so many usage. So thank you so much, Crocs, for making our lives so much better every day since 2012 and my life since 2014. And for all those that are just starting, just try to embrace Crocs or anything of those kind of things, of those companies that provide these type of shoes. They're all the same at the end of the day. Embrace them and just hopefully they're going to be part of your life from here to the years to come. So that's pretty much it. I feel so much better, to be honest. I really do. And I hope you guys do. And again, if there's anything, any topic you want me to cover, please let me know. Otherwise, I wish you only a very happy evening and we will be talking very, very soon. I hope that I'm going to be talking to you guys every week as we progress with the journey, or at least my journey and my confessions of a spouse chef. Thank you so much and have a great night. Bye-bye.